Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Dark Matter by Michelle Paver. Published by Orion Books in 2010, today's book is all about darkness, Arctic expeditions, and ghosts. It's 1937. And Jack is a lonely office worker who jumps at the chance to join a year-long scientific expedition in the Arctic. He's offered a job as a wireless operator on an expedition to measure weather on an island near Spitsbergen, although he's not quite sure about some of his expedition mates when he first meets them. Jack joins the team anyway, and the men are enthused when they leave Britain with their team of husky dogs, another thing Jack's not so sure of, and they travel across the Barents Sea to their destination, the island of Gruhooken. It's high summer, and they travel through the days of the midnight sun to Gruhooken, where they will live for a whole year. Although the ship's captain seems reluctant to take them to the island, and he won't explain why. Eventually he agrees to take them there, but he and his team always return to their ship to sleep. The team set up their station for the year, and they find remnants of an abandoned mine settlement, and Jack gets his first taste of unease on the island. Quickly, the Arctic summer begins to fade, and the night returns until eventually in September, the daylight fades altogether, and the team face 6 months of complete darkness. But one by one, Jack's colleagues are forced to leave the island until he is the only one remaining. He has a choice: abandon the expedition and leave with the others, or stay alone in the darkness. But Jack begins to realise he's not alone on Gruhooken. There's someone or something else out there in the dark. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed Dark Matter. It's a well-told, fast-paced story which had me churning through the pages. It's spooky and tense and evocative. I almost felt cold as I was reading it, and yet the writing is simple and powerful. Dark Matter is told through a series of diary entries by the protagonist, Jack. Now, Jack is insecure and anxious. He desperately wants to prove himself useful, but due to his past, where his own dreams were shattered after the death of his father, he's riddled with self-doubt. He feels inferior as a middle-class young man in comparison to his upper-class colleagues, with their manor houses and familiarity with hunting and dogs. He's drawn to one of his team in particular, Gus, and their friendship blossomed until Gus is struck down with appendicitis and had to leave the island. As the whole story is told from Jack's point of view, we the reader follow him as the darkness and solitude start to affect him. He tries to cling to a routine to keep himself from going mad, not necessarily successfully, and we watch as Jack's sleep is plagued by bad dreams and he descends into paranoia. I can only imagine how difficult it would be to cling on to your sanity with no one to speak to, freezing conditions and complete darkness. But then again, as Jack fears, Gruhooken is not completely uninhabited. At first, this book reminded me a little of the recent TV show The Terror, also a book by Dan Simmons. But although it shares an Arctic historical setting with a paranormal twist, the stories are quite different and both thoroughly enjoyable. So if you like expeditions, ghosts, strange friendships, paranoia, husky dogs and ice, I recommend Dark Matter by Michelle Paver. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'est C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.